Well, now move on to House Bill 1104, prohibit the filing, an act to prohibit the filing of false financing statements. Proponents.
I can do this bill in under 2 minutes.
Well, you have 18 minutes. Yeah. So,
Brent Wilbur, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Bankers Association. About 5 years ago, I was sitting in the Senate Judiciary Committee when Tom Leckie came up from the Secretary of State's office to inform me that a man had appeared at the Secretary of State's office and had presented for filing financing statements. They're called UCC-1s, claiming that I owed him $2.5 million, as did bankruptcy Judge Irvin Hoyt and Judge John Erickson from Huron. We went down there, and since none of us had ever signed them, the financing statements, they were not filed by the Secretary of State, and they did not create a blot on my already sorry credit status. All this changed July 1st, 2001, when we adopted the amendments to Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code and went to electronic filing of financing statements. And just for your general background, John Koskin is a farmer. John Koskin has a lender. The lender lets the world know that he claims a lien on John's grain and cattle by filing a financing statement with the Secretary of State and Peer. And when John goes to sell a cow, the sale barn can call, or actually now they access by computer, those financing statements in Peer to determine if it's what's called an EFS, then two names are put on the check. It's a method of ensuring that liens are noted. And these are consensual liens. The borrower has to have consented to the lien. But under Article 9 as amended, since there's no longer a requirement for a signature by the debtor, this is wide open to abuse. I predicted it when we passed this statute because I knew that I'd already seen how certain groups, tax protesters we commonly call them, would handle this. They would go ahead and they'd start filing these liens just like they have tried to file other non-consensual liens. This makes it a Class 1 misdemeanor to knowingly file a financing statement with the knowledge that you aren't entitled to file it. This has already happened. It happened, I believe, in Senator Bogue's district, where a person sold some cattle at the sale barn from Faith and found out that his ex-wife had filed a financing statement against him. Well, his ex-wife wasn't a lender, and he'd never authorized it. And this it could easily happen if we saw an economic downturn. Could happen a lot. Thank you.
Are there any questions? Senator Bogue.
I have no problem with the bill, Mr. Hoover. I'm just kind of curious about the language, because actually the person filing the document is someone who works for the state in the Secretary of State's office. Aren't you really trying to get at the person presenting for filing?
I believe that under the terms of Article 9, the person, the creditor files it. I mean, there's somebody actually who puts it of record, but I think that if you present it for filing, then you're filing it.
Okay. It'd be better to say cause the filing of?
Let me take a look at it.
Cause the filing of a?
Oops. If you wanted to say no person may cause a financing statement to be filed, that would take care of your problem.
Is that a change that you would think would be necessary?
Mr. Chairman, I will, ultimately defer to Mr. Wilbur's knowledge of this section of the code, which far exceeds my own. If he says that filing is either end of this process, I'm comfortable with that, because I don't know that causing to be filed or filing actually changes the result. I think presenting to file versus filing is a change, but if that messes up with existing code, then there's no point doing that.
I don't know what your calendar's like. If you want to defer this bill, since I don't think it's going to take any more testimony, and I can just give a note to you folks, if you want to defer it, it'll take no more action, and I can clear it up for you by Monday morning.
Would you think it's worthy of that?
Again, Mr. Chairman, if Mr. Wilbur's expertise in this area of the law says that it's not a problem, I'll trust to his.
Well, to be candid, I hadn't thought of the glitch that you mentioned.
Okay.
So I would be happy to take another look at it and double check my research.
we could also pass it and fix it on the floor too, for that matter.
But why don't we do that? Because sure. There's a possibility that no change may be necessary.
Right.
But assuming that this bill passes out, if you could then do that research.
Very good.
Thanks.
Any further questions of Mr. Wilbur? If not, are there any other proponents of House Bill 1104?
Very quickly, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jeff Fox, personally representing myself. When I was state's attorney in Lincoln County, we had the exact problem that Mr. Wilbur described. It was a big problem. It was a tax protester group. They had their own court. They had their own collection agency. Out of everybody from the judge to the sheriff to the county commissioners to the court reporter, except for myself, had their property tied up. And the reason mine wasn't, it was in my wife's name, couldn't find me. Otherwise, I would have too. And it was like for $54 million. And we had one of those gentlemen that died, and in the estate, they had to go spend a lot of money to go get this removed. It was on there, and the rest of them had to go get it removed. It was a huge problem, and there was nothing you could do as a prosecutor. Couldn't go after them. So I think it is something.
Any questions for Mr. Fox? Not. Thank you very much. Any further proponents of House Bill 1104?
Very, very briefly, Mr. Chairman, Neil Fulton again from Farm Credit Services America. We support this bill because it protects valid lien holders, and I support the bill because I have one bill on the consent calendar, one dead, and I'd like to break the tie.
Any questions of Mr. Fulton? If not, are there any further proponents of House Bill 1104? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1104? If not, we'll close to testimony, open to discussion and motion. Move to pass. Seconded by Dugard. As a discussion?
Mr. Chairman, we could really mess with Mr. Fulton by sending this out without recommendation.
Do we have that motion? We'll proceed to vote. The secretary will call the roll. Aye. We could put this on the consent calendar, subject to it being pulled if indeed there is a problem.
Move consent.
Second? Any opposed? If not, it's on the consent calendar.